time for Black Belt Money and Habits, where we share with you about personal finance and daily habits. Join us each week as we feature financial experts, self-made entrepreneurs, and successful influencers. And now, here are your hosts, Raymond Tan of Black Belt Millionaire and the man behind World of Habits, Dion Uy.
Welcome to Black Belt Money and Habits, and I'm here with my host, Dion Uy. In the last episode, we did share about our podcast purpose and goal, and also a brief introduction about my mentor, Dion.
Thank you, Raymond. And in this episode today, what we'll do is we will get to know Raymond better, the founder of Black Belt Millionaire. Are you ready, Raymond?
Yes, I'm really, really excited.
Right. I'm looking forward to today. This is the day where our listeners get to know you better. And I'm sure they'll be very excited to get to know the man behind Black Belt Millionaire.
Thank you.
Let's start, Raymond.
Yes, sure.
Yeah. Can you briefly tell the listeners about yourself and also your blog site?
For my site, I think it's a longer introduction about myself because I am a former professional MMA fighter. I'm a gym owner. I do have a martial art gym called Combative Fitness. I'm a sales professional. I do have a 9-to-5 day job. And I'm a personal finance blogger. And my blog name is Black Belt Millionaire.
Wow, that seems like you're doing a lot of things, Raymond.
Yes, I do a lot of things.
Well, I'm hearing that you are a professional, used to be a professional, right? MMA fighter. Have you retired from the scene or are you still fighting?
I do not get involved in any professional fighting anymore, but I do still train frequently on and off. I do still show up in gym, except if I'm injured. But recently, I'm back in gym for the past 2 months actively to train, to try to be fitter and just go back to the competition fit mode.
Wow, sounds good, yeah? And to our listeners out there, don't play with Raymond. He's a professional fighter. And also, I heard that you are having a day job as well, right? And also doing this blog site called the Black Belt Millionaire on personal financing. Is that right?
Correct.
Yeah. Great. Now, after knowing you, from your job, which I did training a few months back, you know, I think about last year, right? We met in the training.
Last year, yes, correct, last year.
Yeah, okay. And knowing you with your job, and also I was very surprised when you told me that you were the person behind the blog Black Belt Millionaire. And I'm just curious, why the blog site on personal finance, which is very different from your day job and also your past experience?
I think for me, personal finance is something that is worth sharing to all the big audience out there. And the reason why I started this blog is because I feel that there is a gap. There is a huge gap for many Malaysian about personal finance. And I think that this is something that I want to share with them to avoid they make the mistakes that I used to make. And I think that money management can be a huge range. So it can be from spending habits, investment habits, and also saving habits. And because of that, Black Belt Millionaire is born to share about all these habits.
I do agree with you. And part of lifestyle habits would be spending. A lot of, not to say Malaysians, a lot of people out there in the world, they will have some challenges when it comes to personal finance management.
Yes, especially when it comes to spending more than what they have.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm sure when you were preparing for this blog site, I'm sure you do a lot of, you did a lot of research, reading about other bloggers on the same topic as well. Now, my question is, what are the common misconceptions about topics on personal finance?
I like this. I personally, I hear this a lot coming from people around me. Not about personal finance, but more on investment. So before I started to invest in stocks, example, this is one of the example, before I started to invest in stocks, I always hear many people around me mention that stock investment is not easy and it's really hard to earn money. You need lots of capital to invest in stocks. That's the common misconception that I always hear. But what's the truth? The truth is, you can invest with less than 100 ringgit. And investment is really not that hard. Personally, I learned investment through readings and blog from blogs and just lots of reading. This is how I learn. It's just whether or not you want to put the effort to learn about it.
Sounds interesting. Now, I also believe that as a habits practitioner, a lot of people, they know about the topics. Example, exercise. People know that exercise is good. But when it comes to the practical side of it, not many people are practicing that on a consistent basis.
I agree. This is why we actually start our blog, you know, to share about habits. Can be from finance habits, can be from daily habits. And of course, you're a huge fan of exercise, and I'm a former athlete, so yeah, we do enjoy exercise.
Spot on. Great. Okay, having said that, right, I have another question that I'm curious about you starting your blog site, yeah, from your background and also your experience. How do you get started, and what is your compelling reason to start the blog site?
For me, starting the blog is just out of blue moon, where I did get some ideas where I just want to share, because I think that ever since I started to invest, like actively investing, I start to find like, you know, investing is not that hard. And when I do share with people around me, like, you know, sometimes we do have money, but we don't keep it, we don't invest, we don't spend it right. And it is hard to approach one by one. And I think that blogging is actually very important, because I can approach a bigger mass crowd rather than approaching people one by one. And looking at personal finance blogger, I don't think that we don't have much personal finance blogger in Malaysia. But I know one thing, we do have lots of food blogger or lifestyle blogger.
True. I certainly agree with you on that note, yeah, Raymond. There's not many people who are writing on personal financing in Malaysia. Other parts of the world, yes, I read a lot about this topic in the US and also other parts of the world, but not in Malaysia. So it's good that you have this blog site, yeah. And we are going to go back to the time when you mentioned just now on investment, and people are having some misconception about investment. In terms of stocks, right? Correct. So I would like to get you to address our listeners. When it comes to investment, what are the challenges that we will face or prepare to face when it comes to investment?
I think that investment certainly comes with patience. So many investors, of course, there are different type of investor around. I am speaking from my point of view on investment side. And I think that from my side, it's very important that we need to have patience in investing. Because when we invest, we are not looking for something that is short term. We are looking at something that is like long term, can be from 5 years, 10 years. And basically how I view my investment, especially my stocks, I view it as like I'm buying the business. So instead of just looking at it like a stock, like, hey, let's play stocks. I don't look at it that way. I look at it like I'm investing in this business. I'm buying this business. And whatever profit that I'm getting is the dividend coming from the company. That's why most of the stocks that I own are mostly stocks that pays dividend, except one.
Right. So when you mentioned that, right, there are two thoughts that came across my mind. Number one is the farmer's principle. As a farmer, the farmer will have to plant some seeds, right? And then nurture the seeds so that it comes to fruition. Then only the farmer can harvest the fruits of the labor. And the next point that came across my mind is the delayed gratification. As you mentioned just now, we need to have patience when it comes to investment. So a lot of people, I believe, a lot of people out there, they want to see their money grow fast, especially when they invest or especially when they save, you know. So like you said, I do agree with you, we need to have patience, a lot of patience when it comes to investment. Are there any other challenges and any tips or pointers in terms of overcoming the challenges?
I think aside from being patient, I think that one of the few things that many investors or new investors usually have is like their fear. Like whenever they go in and they invest, they always think like, oh, I'm gonna lose my money, I'm gonna lose my money, what if the stocks are not doing well? And it is very important that we know what we buy. Like it can comes from anything. Like we do take AirAsia every day and we look at how full AirAsia flight is.
Right.
And what's the next thing we can do if we are looking to buy stocks like AirAsia? We start to study the company, read their financial report, and just study about them. So when we talk about investment, it's not only about just randomly pick any stocks and just invest. It's all about picking the right stocks and thinking from our point of view as a business owner. Do our studies, and if you're comfortable to hold it, and you're comfortable with the risk that you are able to hold, go ahead.
So depending on the risk appetite of the investor or the person that's going to invest.
Correct. Yeah,
sounds right. And apart from that, I believe when we want to invest, what I'm hearing from your side, and I understand and paraphrasing it, is that we need to study, we need to put in some effort before we put the money in. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay, good. So thanks, Raymond, for the sharing on the challenges and some ways to overcome them. And I'm just curious, do you have any favorite role model? And basically, who is your role model and why that role model?
My role model will be my mom. Actually, I do have few role model, but I think the one that I really, really, really look up to is actually my mom. And for her, I view her as actually a superwoman. And why do I say so? Is she's able to raise 3 kids, which is 3 boys, which is very tough for her. I respect the effort and also appreciate the love that she gave us. I remember when I was 14, we don't even have money to eat, even pay water bill and to pay car road tax. And I remember like we only had like rice with eggs and we can't pay the water bill. So my dad have to like stick some water somewhere else. And even our car, we can't drive the car for a few months just because we can't pay the road tax. And times were tough. And I think that her job is actually to make our life easier. She didn't fret anything about what she did on that, but she still managed to raise all of us up in a way where we just feel comfortable. And she put the food on the table. And I think aside from me going through college, but of course I do have my advanced diploma later on when I started to work, all of her kids are actually university graduate.
Wow. Definitely, she's a superwoman, Raymond.
Yes, I know. And I'm very, very close to her.
Wow. I would love to meet her one day.
Yeah.
Let her tell me about your secrets, yeah?
Yeah, wow. Sure.
It's definitely not easy, yeah, to grow up with you know, the with the challenges that you just mentioned. And I do believe that what does not kill you will only make you stronger.
Yes. And I think that from that particular part itself, when I talk about growing up in a hard life, and this is one thing that I can relate back to my past mistake that I actually made on personal finance, which is how my growing up habits, I actually have like a mindset that when I started to work, I think that I can just spend all the money that I like, because I used to have like tough life growing up. Like I can't have whatever that I want in life. So when I grow up with my salary, I want to buy the things that I can't buy when I was young. And that's how it leads me to like lots of credit card debts, because I'm buying things that I can't afford to. So if I can't afford to, what do? I use my credit card.
Yeah.
And this type of habit actually caused me to have like 2 credit card debts. And I settled the credit card debts, and I had another credit card debts again because of the same thing. And I do have like personal loan debts as well. I do have like lots of debts, which I managed to solve it later on and change my habits on spending. And that's how I actually got my life better.
Well, I believe we have something in common, Raymond. When I was younger, I do have some challenges or trouble with credit cards as well. So perhaps we can leave that for another session, another episode on credit cards. Yeah, now we can get some inspiration from having this session.
Yes.
Well, good sharing, Raymond. I really appreciate your sharing. And one more question. The question is, what advice would you give to our future generations?
That's a good question. I think my advice to them is very, very, very simple. Save money. Talking is easy, but action may be hard.
Right.
You know, this is something that I think we hear it a lot from everyone. I think I start to hear this coming from my mom. I hear this coming from all the successful people. They always tell me, hey, save money, when I was young. But did I actually do that? No. That's why I actually struggled initially when I started to work. I think that saving money is very important. So imagine if you do have like a salary of 2,000, 3,000. If you can save 10% of it, 20% of it, it's good. But if you can save more, it's even better. So my tips to all of the youth is, before you spend, save first. Don't save after you spend, because it's impossible.
Yeah, that's true. And why this advice to the young generation? You know, what you have triggered me is that it would be an advantage for those people who start early.
Correct.
Right. Good advice, Raymond. Thank you very much for your advice. And really appreciate all the sharing, and to get to know you better with your stories, yeah, and how you got to be an investor, and why the reason for you starting your blog site, Black Belt Millionaire. So with that, folks, listeners out there, we would like to thank you for listening to Raymond and myself in this episode. So Raymond, do you have any sharing that we'd like to share with our listeners out there?
For my side, I think that if you are interested to talk to me, if you want to stay connected with me, you can always follow my blog, which is Black Belt Millionaire, or you can go to the website, theblackbeltmillionaire.com, or you can connect with me on Twitter. My Twitter is blackbelt87, or you can find me on Instagram, blackbeltmillionaire.
Right. I do believe that if you would like to connect with Raymond, find time to do it, as he has a wealth of knowledge when it comes to personal financing. So my friends, listeners out there, save money and read Black Belt Millionaire.
Thank you so much, Dion.
Thank you for joining us this week on Black Belt Money and Habits. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast on iTunes and Spotify so you never miss any episode. If you find value in this show, we'd appreciate a 5-star rating on iTunes. And feel free to share it with your friends and family.